Hello, respective viewers. It's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to the channel. Anyway, talking about the recent uptick in fighting in Nagorno-Karabakh, the region's disputed between Azerbaijan and Armenia, and its name is indicative of how it has a curious provenance. Nagorno, meaning on the mountain, or mountainous in Russian, Kara in Azerbaijani or Turkish, meaning black, and Bakh in Fars, as in Persian, meaning garden. So mountainous black garden. So it was Armenian for some centuries. Azerbaijanis claimed to have had it a very long time ago. Then they made up that they had it more recently. But anyway, comrade Stalin, after the Russian Revolution, when these countries, Azerbaijan, Armenia, became independent, then they were conquered by Russian communists, put into the Soviet Union, which created the Transcaucasian Republic of Azerbaijan, Armenia, and Georgia, and then eventually split into those three republics, Azerbaijan, Armenia, and Georgia. Stalin, in his infinite unwisdom, decided to deliberately cause problems by taking some of Armenia and giving it to Azerbaijan, and that's Nagorno-Karabakh. And then he moved in more Armenians to try and make sure that Azerbaijan wouldn't be, say, 90% ethnically Azerbaijani, maybe only 70% ethnically Azerbaijani, moving in Armenians and Russians and so on, and moving some Azerbaijanis out, giving some of Azerbaijan to Georgia to try and interlock them to make the dissolution of the Soviet Union impossible. Well, it didn't, as we know. It just made it very bloody. So fast forward to the situation. I mean, since independence, the Armenians controlled Nagorno-Karabakh. At independence, about 80% of people in Nagorno-Karabakh were ethnically Armenian. In the fighting, there were massacres on both sides, and virtually all the Azerbaijanis were driven out of Nagorno-Karabakh. And then Armenia, they even occupied some of land which they acknowledge is Azerbaijan proper. Now, the Armenians, they then say that the Nagorno-Karabakh is the Republic of Artsakh. They recognize it as an independent country. Nobody else recognizes it as an independent country, but its flag is simply a version of the Armenian flag. So why this fighting now? Obviously, Azerbaijan won the 2020 war, took back a lot of Nagorno-Karabakh, even took some land that Azerbaijan recognizes as legally Armenian. And it's begun this war again because Russia is very distracted. Russia's been the security guarantor for the Caucasus, these quantum Soviet republics. So forsooth, Armenia is a member of the CSTO, the Collective Security Treaty Organization. That's Russia's answer to NATO, including Russia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, and Armenia. But the Armenians have been bitterly lamenting that Russia hasn't been helping them out. But Russia said they'll defend Armenia proper. They won't defend Nagorno-Karabakh because that's internationally recognized as belonging to Azerbaijan. But Azerbaijan's been blockading the Lachin corridor for months, not allowing in humanitarian aid into this area of Nagorno-Karabakh. Some people have died because of lack of medicines, wanting them to admit they'll become part of Azerbaijan, then they'll get supplies. But they realized Russia was going to do nothing. And the prime minister of Armenia, Nikol Pashinyan, he was fed up and he said he was even considering leaving the CSTO because Russia wasn't helping out. Russia is completely devoting its attention to Ukraine, can't support this, spare the troops or spare the equipment to sell it to Armenia. So Armenia started to flirt with Western countries, and indeed that's why Mrs. Pashinyan, she visited Ukraine to deliver aid, and then they even held joint exercises with the United States military for the first time ever, only 85 US troops, as a warning shot across Russia's bows. If you don't help us, we'll look elsewhere. Armenia has actually a very cordial relationship with their neighbor Iran. Because Iran doesn't want Azerbaijan to get too strong. Now Azerbaijan has taken to describing the whole of Armenia as West Azerbaijan, saying they want to take it back, say Yerevan was even ours. And all right, there are times in history they did rule it, but you know, there were moments in history when Armenia was mighty, and when it was puissant, it ruled from the Black Sea to the Mediterranean. So every country can look at its zenith, and just you can't always return to the high tide of your borders. No, that wouldn't be right. So this is a recipe for hyper-aggression. So the Azerbaijani sense they're on a roll. Turkey's role is pivotal in the whole Ukraine war. Neither side wants to offend them. European Union countries, United States countries, they desperately need Azerbaijani oil and gas for themselves, for the world market, to get the price down. And Armenia's got nothing to offer. Only 3 million people, a relatively economically unimportant country, mountainous, bereft of mineral resources. What have they got to offer? Azerbaijan's got a very cordial relationship with Israel, which is a listening post on Iran, and prove that they're not anti-Muslim and so on. So they thought Russia's going to do nothing for Armenia. So the Azerbaijanis thought it was a good moment to attack, and that largely worked for them. But there are appeals by the European Union, United States, and indeed Russia to end the fighting. It's partly because a Russian military vehicle was fired upon and some of their soldiers were killed. I don't know how many. It appears to be a case of mistaken identity, the fog of war. Vehicles are moving. Is this Armenian? Is this Azerbaijani? They don't know. Not what you think it's going to be. People are trigger happy. They shoot first. They ask questions later. Of course, if you're too trigger unhappy, you might get killed if you hesitate too much. So you can't be overcautious. Anyway, so there's been shelling of Nagorno-Karabakh, and the Armenians said over 20 people have been killed, mostly civilians today. So will the Azerbaijanis honor the ceasefire? I very much doubt it. And they said, if the Armenians do not stick to this to the letter, then we will recommence our advance. So there's no reason not to. They've got an increasing advantage. Armenia, okay, they had a bit of an economic fillip from Russian war refugees coming there, helping Russia evade sanctions, and Ruski set up bank accounts there. But really, Russia's going to do little or nothing to help them. And the Azerbaijanis know it. Russia dare not irk Azerbaijan, because Azerbaijan's a brother nation of Turkey. Turkey's the only NATO country trading, as usual, with Russia, as though there's no war on. And so that's really important for them. Incidentally, Ukraine seems to be successfully getting around the Russian grain blockade. Russia ended the Black Sea Grain Initiative in July this year, but already some ships have taken Ukrainian grain out of the Black Sea, escorted by Royal Air Force planes, as British Air Force planes. But it doesn't seem to be anything like the volumes of grain that were exported even 2 months ago, but it might increase. Will Russia risk sinking one of these civilian ships and incurring the wrath of the world? It doesn't look like it. So that's what's happening in Nagorno-Karabakh and why. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Please subscribe and donate on Patreon, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.